homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Are you overworked? Overstressed or just overly stiff? Do you need an escape from the madness of the day? Well, Big Island Spa and Wellness Center is the tropical escape and relief you have been waiting for. From the moment you enter, you'll be captivated by the subtle smell of fresh hibiscus and plumeria flowers. Located at 1300 Washington Avenue, downtown St. Louis, call us at 314-899-5055 to book an appointment for your Hawaiian relaxation experience. Dream big, relax big, renew big, only at the Big Island Spa.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
At Country Rock Cabaret, we bring bucket list events to fans of a good time, and it's time to scratch off another one. While the Chicago Cubs are in town, Playmate and DJ Claudia Monet will be hitting the stage on May 31st and June 1st to perform her Billboard single, Little Voices, in a way only she can. Show begins after 9 p.m., but you'll want to get there early to save your seat and catch the games on any of our 27 screens. Country Rock Cabaret, it's the best of both worlds.
Honey Pit Smokehouse serves the best barbecue in St. Louis. Try Honey Pit today for anything from the most tender meats in St. Louis to succulent burgers and sandwiches. At Honey Pit, we use Myron Mixon water smokers that steam the meat while it smokes. No other place in Missouri can say that. This ensures tender meat with just the right amount of smoke. Plus, we make all of our sauces in-house with no MSG, no high fructose corn syrup, and gluten-free. Located in Kirkwood, check us out online at honeypitsmokehouse.com.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Is your website company a pain to deal with? You call and email several times, but they don't get back to you for days, weeks, or even at all? Why are you still paying those people? Put an end to this madness today by calling St. Louis Digital Media. They are customer service freaks and will get back to you within 24 hours, providing the professional support you deserve. Start getting website support you can rely on by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com.
USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Not to be confused with Dinah Shore. Or, I'm sorry, not to be confused with the late Doris Day. Or Kate Smith. That's Dinah Shore. And she's singing what to this day is still the greatest jingle for Chevrolet ever, greatest slogan. And we still use it because we're about to introduce you to the greatest Chevy dealer in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, John London.
How you doing? How you doing? How's everybody out there in radio?
Let me check. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Sound very enthusiastic.
Well, here, you know, now you're talking about theme songs, and obviously, see the USA Chevrolet, but also, you know, the Johnny Londop jingle, Johnny Londop Chevrolet, by the low overhead way. Then we've got this one.
Here we
Come
go.
On, Blues fans.
Here we go, Gloria.
That's right. Fired up. Game three, the Western Conference Finals. Here she goes. Oh man, are you kidding me?
Your blood's pumping already.
I'm almost as excited as if I was getting ready to get on the action skate myself.
But now they're here tonight, and they're here what for the next is
Friday?
It, so
Friday.
Next two games they're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Dan, are you going?
Sir.
No, we might go Friday. Tonight I'm going to the Dave Matthews concert.
Okay, I was going to say, it's so unlike you not to counterfeit tickets to go.
Which will be checking the score throughout the night.
Oh, I'm sure they will. From the stage, they'll probably tell people the score.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Tim tell Dave to update the crowd on the score.
Now, who is Tim?
Tim Reynolds, my
friend. Who's that?
He's the guitar player for Dave Matthews.
Where did he grow up, Dan?
He grew up in Florissant.
Doggone tootin', buddy.
You've never mentioned this. Oh, wait, you mentioned 100 times.
No. Yeah, right. Hey, Dan, can you get me any tickets by any chance?
No way.
Okay. Well, way to give him notice. It's tonight.
I know, right? Well, you never know.
Nice advance notice.
But Dan, how do you know that you really can't if you just, 30-second text to Tim?
Yeah, right. Have you even tried? You know I'm a big Dave Matthews
maybe,
fan.
Maybe Dan doesn't want to abuse his friendship power by, at the last minute, asking for yet another ticket. Maybe he'd like to dial it back a little with his friend.
Right. True.
And Tim's family is here, so he's going to have a boatload of people there.
It's kind of like the reason I stopped asking Johnny for demos, because I was always getting these demos. He'd have them delivered to the house. And I was thinking of somebody else.
I mean, if you want to do a trade where you get a vehicle to drive and then this advertising's free, well, let's talk.
Let me put some numbers down here. Hang on a minute. It does not work.
All right. All right. AM of the PM crowd. Now we know. Yeah, that doesn't work out for Frankie, but that's okay. But man, what a beautiful day! And we've been busy here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. But I'm going to be heading out soon because I've got to do civic duty. It calls.
You going to the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
That's your civic duty.
So here's the only reason that I get to go to the game, because the Londoff boys are going to Dave Matthews. They are always the first choice. But I'll have an A team with me tonight. Mayor Tim Lowry, Chief Tim Fagan from the beautiful city of Florissant. Then we've got our little 6'6" bodyguard Jimmy Sappho. So we should be. I'm telling you what, we're going to have a little bit of fun. And I got to put Jimmy on the aisle because we got seats 1, 2, 3, and 4. Because there's no way that he could sit like in seat 4. He's a big man. But when our buddy Pat Maroon scored last Tuesday, he was with us too, with our sons Harry Londoff and Brian Sappho, and Jimmy jumped in the air and he had about a 2.5-inch vertical leap. I mean, he was up there in the air, screaming about how Pat scored. So good luck.
So they're 1-1, right? They're game apiece in this series. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. So now that makes it a best of what?
Best of 7.
It's 5-2.
No, the whole thing is best of 4 out of 7. That's what you have to end up.
What he's asking is the remainder now makes it a best of.
Now it's best of 5, yeah. But I thought you meant for the whole series was 7.
Director research, man. Frank, help me out.
I'm gonna go out here as a guy who knows nothing and say they will be in the finals. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Wow. We can't be talking that way. There's knock on wood.
I thought you were supposed to be talking the other way, negative.
There's knock on wood.
There's no wood in here.
I got my own wood.
What?
There you go.
What?
Well, all right. Well, hey, again, great day at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and the deals are fantastic, unbelievable. The Memorial Day sales event has already started. I know you're thinking, well, Johnny, why would Chevrolet start the Memorial Day?
Why would Chevrolet start that now?
That's a great question, Frank. Thank you. I mean, that's a brilliant question. That's unbelievable. That's why you are the owner of the number one radio show in the country.
You got that right.
That's right, buddy. That's
right.
What was that for?
I don't know.
But I tell you what, great deals. Check them out at Londoff.com. And we need to get Frank a Blues jersey.
What would the word be? Hypocritical. I mean, for me to act like I'm,
jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, thank you. It's not.
There's never a better time to jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, I understand.
When your team is in the Final Four,
I've never been one to wear. I don't know.
Lingerie.
Not lingerie too. No, I don't do that either.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But, uh, But there will be, I will say, of the 20-some-odd thousand Blues fans there tonight, there'll probably only be about 400 or 500 of us, because I don't wear jerseys. I would wear a jersey when I was playing, but not now, even though, you know, a lot of people do. That's cool. I mean, they support the team, and it's a good – I will say, last Tuesday, I don't think I saw six people from Dallas. Now, back in the day, you can remember that, you know, you'd see so many people from, you know, outside the St. Louis area. You know, they were there for the opposing team. But now they can't do that because all the tickets online. They basically, the St. Louis team and all these teams will not let an individual from Dallas, you know, try to get tickets. So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be. It should be all St. Louisans rooting for the St. Louis Blue, as Noel Picard used to say, eh?
All right, so you're hockey, and then Tim was a former minor league hockey announcer. Dan knows hockey. I don't know how much Limey knows. How much of an advantage do you think they have when they play at home, especially in this part of the season? You think I'd have to think.
Well,
they're
6-1 on the road, right?
6-2.
Ooh, he's a client. He's a client, buddy. Be careful.
I'm helping him. So he doesn't make this mistake to other people.
No. That's right. I forgot that they lost Saturday. Didn't have much chance.
Tim Woodburn, ladies and gentlemen, just proved he knows his hockey. He didn't even look that up. He didn't even look down at his phone or anything. He just knew.
Thank you.
So,
and what's our home record?
3-4.
3-4. So we need to even it up tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'll
go
say
4-4, and then Friday, going to be tonight's big game. You know what they say in hockey: one shift at a time. One shift at a time. That's all. They apparently they were working really hard on the power play in practice today, and they've switched things up a little bit. Which
good.
Is too much. They have too much talent on that team not to have a power play unit that scares the crap out of the defending team. So, hey, to mark my words, these guppies, because I'm not gonna. They're not the sharks. They're little guppies. Guppies
are the guppies. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Guppies, man. They're like a bunch of punks. And, you know, we got a couple of them with beards. This guy, Joe Thornton, I mean, he looks like he's about 80 years old on ice skates. And that's why...
I cannot stand Joe Thornton. I think he's a dirty player. And I go back to the time when David Perron came out of the penalty box and Thornton hit him with a cheap shot and gave him a concussion.
Don't hold back, Dan.
Oh, I hate Thornton.
That's it. Well, he's too old now. I mean, the only thing left is for him to wet himself on the ice. That would be
Wow. See, if my grandson were listening, or Dan, your granddaughter, and they heard you say they hate, they're taught in school, that's a bad word.
That's a bad word,
and
yeah.
My grandson would say, you said a bad word, hate.
Okay, I strongly dislike him.
There you go.
Strongly dislike, and there'd be nothing wrong with him, I don't know, dislocating the shoulder tonight.
Johnny Joe Thornton has a new nickname.
Ugly?
Depends.
I think John was supposed to say, what is it? You say, depends.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying. Ugly.
Go ahead.
We're going to go. I'm going to head to the car and drive safely back to the house, and I'll listen to the rest of the show and laugh hysterically as I always do. So, aim in the PM crowd. Give us a call at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff. LONDOFF. Londoff.com. And let's go Blues.
All right. Have fun at the game tonight.
All right, buddy.
Hi, John. Thanks. Bye-bye. I'm going to let everybody in on some inside information. And this actually, I'm very proud of this. And he may or may not really want me to say it, but I don't think he'll mind. John Londoff has spent money on pretty much every radio station in this town. He has dumped all of his radio except for this show and one other show because he gets it so dirt cheap. They practically give it away to keep him on the air. That deserves a round of applause. And they just canceled and got out of a deal with another station where he told me that it's a big station. They got about two people a month that came in and mentioned that show. And he said they get more than that every day from this show. So that's the kind of loyalty that we don't take lightly. And we're so happy for, because anymore it's just gotten to where, you know, there's an off week and people go, oh, that's it, we're canceling, we had a slow week this week. And that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. It's a long-term deal. If you let it work and you let the show work, it's the best advertising money that you can spend. And he will tell you that, that it's the absolute, he's been doing it for 14 years, so he should know. It's not just something that he's guessing at. They watch the numbers. They know exactly where every customer comes from. I believe...
I have not been able to get a hold of Dr. Doug. I've called him like 5 times.
You think he knows it's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Remember that one day he did not know what day it was?
Yeah.
He called... What, like Tuesdays, I'm not going to be on. I'll be
texted
gone today.
You on a Tuesday. Yeah.
Then you go, you don't have to be. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is very weird.
Yeah. I mean, we could try it because we did it once before. And
like, bad question?
I can talk about pests or bugs if anybody's got any issues right now.
Well, you know what? Dan, keep trying. And here's what we'll do. That's exactly what we'll do.
We have him now.
No, of course.
He just called in.
Yeah, of course.
Did you ask him where he was? He's probably used to John.
He said he was driving, and he said, "Oh, snap!
OSH."
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't talk like that. Well, folks, good news. Dan, that one name on the screen, is that for John? Is that for Dr. Doug?
Yes, rather?
Okay.
Dr. Doug.
All right, so here's how this works, folks. I have a grand dog. We have a new dog in our family, and I think, what a cute little dog. So I don't think I have any questions. I may think of one before he gets off here. But if you do and you have a pet, or you're thinking about a pet, that's the other thing. You're not sure. Is this the right dog or cat or whatever for our family? This is the guy to ask. He's your pet's best friend. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Here are the numbers you need. And when someone finishes, that means a line is open. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. And remember, if it's busy, wait till you hear a caller hang up and finish, and then jump on those numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So you almost forgot us. You almost forgot us.
No, I was driving around and I go, whoops.
Uh-huh.
And I said the SH word. But,
you did?
Yeah, and I am
shoot.
AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Shoot.
Yeah, shoot.
Shazam?
So I'm over at my grandson's house last night, and he took me out in the garage. He was all excited and showed me the 9 frogs that he had caught yesterday. This guy is like Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. I mean,
how'd he catch them?
Just went on the creek and...
Spear?
No, he just grabbed a little bitty frogs, little tree frogs.
Yeah, that's cool.
He loves turtles and frogs. He's your typical little Tom Sawyer kind of kid.
I think he's my son. None of my sons showed any interest in that stuff. It was just me.
Isn't that interesting? Their dad's a vet and they never...
They like animals, but they weren't out of their crazy like I am. And, they like their animals. They didn't like anybody else's animals, kids.
This is fun. Having a dog, we've had dogs. We don't have one now, but it's sort of now like we have a dog because we're going to be dog sitting. It's fun. It really is.
Yeah.
Having a little puppy who's going to grow up and grow old, hanging around our family, going to the lake, and, standing by him when he's fishing. I just think... There's something about a kid with a dog, especially a boy with a dog. So we have calls. Yeah. You want to take
them? I sure do. Yeah.
I believe Angie's been holding a long time. She's smart. She got in early. Angie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and the PM.
How about that voice? She knows how to speak
and
right
Angie,
up.
I just wanted to say I love your list.
Oh, my goodness.
Ha, 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 ha. That's a good one. I bet you've never heard that before. You've never heard that, have you, Angie? Never heard that before.
Yeah.
I love the song Mick Jagger wrote about you, too.
Oh, Angie. Angie. It's
pretty famous.
I love the joke about, that's about acute angina. Sorry, that's different. Well, it is. It's a heart joke. Angina. That's a heart joke. Angie, what do you have for Dr. Doug?
I had called before about this feral cat that we have at work. and I wanted to ask a question because one of the ladies at work wants to trap it because it hurt its paw about 5 years ago and it limps all the time. And I keep saying, I keep thinking that what can they do about it because they can't really, it's a feral cat and he's going to go crazy.
And how can a cat, how can a cat hate its dad enough to hurt it? She said he hurt his paw. Not his mom.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
It's
paw.
A Will Ferrell cat.
Paw. Yeah, his paw.
No, Dan, I did that joke already.
You did? Some,
yeah, months ago, somebody said feral cat, and I said, oh, we had a cat in our yard. It was wild, but it was really funny. It was a Will Ferrell cat. See, I did that joke. Yeah. And Angie's not laughing either. Angie's not laughing.
No, I'm not.
She didn't laugh at the paw thing
either. Not.
Well, Angie, let me tell you, from my opinion, number one, we've had a lot of cats that were feral in our rescue group that didn't take long for them to settle into a household relationship, whether it was kept outside or inside. So you don't know where that cat came from and whether it was had any real human contact as a young kitten. So it could be manageable, but most importantly, you could still trap it, have your veterinarian take an x-ray and see if there's something there that's still fixable. Unfortunately, after 5 years, you know, a lot of times if there was a break, you got a lot of scar tissue and bony exostosis, which you probably see all the time, and it might not be fixable, but you do have an opportunity to look and see, and then, you know, maybe he belongs in a barn kind of relationship where he's protected a little more, because with one bum leg,
we feed him and put stuff out for him, but
that's a good thing.
He won't let you touch him, but he'll smell your hand, and you can. I can get close enough to him that he'll smell my hand when I feed him. But that's all he does.
I really think I think that could be salvaged into a pet relationship if somebody wanted to put the effort in. But it's up to you. But regardless, you're taking care of him. That's good. You want to make sure he's neutered, if you can tell or not, because you don't want him out there messing with other cats and spreading diseases or, you know, getting other cats.
Yeah, but how does she get a wild cat neutered? I mean, she hasn't even been able to pet the cat.
Oh, it's so easy. What we do is if you can trap them in one of these little Havahart traps, safe traps, then you bring him into the vet, and the vet just gives him a shot through the wire and knocks him on his tush, and then he gets neutered and checked out for feline leukemia and FIV. And if he still looks good, you can release him, but now he's not going to be, you know, spreading babies all over the place.
Yeah, here's the other thing, Angie. You can just say goodbye to any thought you might have of wanting that cat to like you after you take him in and have his nuts cut off. He's not going to forget that. And then he's never going to he's sure not going to let you pet him. I know what you did to me.
He's going to bend down. He's going to sit down and help put that leg up in the air and go to lick. And it's like, wait a minute.
do you think that if we trapped him and took him, like, to somebody's house, that he would... I don't want to bring him into my house because I think he's too wild for that.
Yeah.
But if I let him out in the backyard, wouldn't he just run off?
Well, not if you're feeding him, he wouldn't. You know, he might run off for a day and say, hey, what the heck happened?
Go back where the food was.
Yeah, he's going to come back where the food is and where the relationship is. And you could put him in a garage or a basement. You just have to be careful it doesn't get too hot. In the garage.
Well, let me ask you a question, because Angie said something very interesting, and I've actually had this happen where we live in the woods and where there's like a feral cat, and I don't know how often people get close to feral dogs, but which would be more dangerous to approach, a dog, feral dog, or a cat? I'm going to guess a dog.
What about a feral pig?
Well, we don't have those in our yard. We don't have feral
dogs. That's dogs because of the size.
Well, here's the thing. Probably.
Here's the thing. You're more likely to get closer to the dog, unless he's truly, truly feral, and then that could generate more of a risk kind of response. If he gets scared suddenly, then he could turn around and snap at you. The cat is probably not going to let you get near him at all unless he really is, you know, domestic, that's been out of a home. And even at that, I have been bit by a cat in my chest. It was a feral cat, and one of my technicians was holding him, and he puts out all claws, and I was afraid of the claws, and all of a sudden the guy lunges forward and grabs me in the chest with all four canines. That was painful. So,
this was a cat?
Yeah.
I got bit by one in the palm of my hand, and his teeth was stuck in my hand, and I was swinging my arm around when I was a kid, trying to get him off my arm, and he scratched the hell out of me. I had to go to the hospital. It was a mess.
Yeah, they care
but
a lot
I still
of
love cats.
Diseases. But I love cats too. So I think you have some options there. You just have to decide, first of all, if you can find a vet that'll help you with a feral cat, and then if you do, then decide if you want to commit to doing all that. Okay?
Okay. I didn't know how well it would do if they fixed it. How would you give it its medicine and how long
would it
be?
Well, it really doesn't need
it?
Any medicine with a neuter.
Okay.
That's they might
no, but its paw though, if it did yeah. surgery on its paw or something, I think it would be. I just worry yeah. about the cat, and I think he's
right.
fine where he is. But
well,
can I ask another question?
Too.
Sure, you can ask another question.
I can. I have one of my own cats. It's a male cat, and we had him neutered when he was little. But you know how the male cats will spray? He doesn't
yes.
spray, but he does the motion of spraying, and it is so annoying because they'll come right up yeah. your legs and do it, but nothing
oh.
ever comes
yeah.
out.
Well, that's
and I'm wondering,
good.
Is that normal behavior?
Well, I don't see that, but it certainly can happen. But as long as he's not able to spray, that's important. The one thing you want to make sure, though, is when you neuter him, sometimes they pretend like they're trying to urinate, and it looks like they're trying to spray, and they actually
mm-hmm.
could have a urinary tract problem or even some crystals in their bladder. So if that continues, I'd let the vet just make sure, take a picture of the abdomen, make sure there are no stones in there, because that could cause a real blockage that would be a true emergency, life-threatening
yeah,
emergency.
He's been doing it for like 4 years now, and I just thought
yeah.
it was like a learned behavior, but I was surprised that he never sprays on anything.
Yeah, that
I have like three male cats.
I think there's something physically going on, like he might have a very small urethral passage, and again, I think your veterinarian could do look-see, just to make sure you're not taking a risk with his well-being. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you
for listening, and thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Tim, a line open, because Angie is finished. So here we go, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
No, not
hey,
you, Tim.
Oh,
the other Tim. Oh, that bit never gets old, does it? What's up, Tim?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
A question. I got a new puppy from Chihuahua Rescue a few months back. He's 18 weeks old now, and
uh-huh.
no matter what I try, he doesn't like to not chew on anything in my life. When do they lose their baby teeth, and is there any trick to get them to stop wanting to eat my house?
Well, I think it's pretty normal for a puppy to be chewing things, just like a human's always looking for a pacifier. So
sure.
The one thing you can do is they do have these I forgot the term for them, but they're like the gated muzzle. So
okay.
they're not inconvenient. You'd have to get a real tiny one and put it on
sure.
there, and that will disallow him to access that. The only other thing is to keep him under total control for a while, and every time he tries to chew on something, you're right on top of him and stopping him. That's a little more
right.
work, but if you're home on a weekend, I would take advantage of that time to do that. And but those would be the two things. He generally will grow out of it. They get their canines, their adult canines, right at 5 to 6 months, and that's pretty
okay.
right on all the time. So you said this little critter was 18 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, he's 18 weeks
so,
now, yeah.
So he's real close to getting his, and he may want to do more chewing as he's losing those baby teeth. Generally, what's supposed to happen is that the body releases enzymes. They digest the baby tooth root, and then the big tooth starts to erupt. You'll see it coming out. And
okay.
You just have to watch that and see if his gums are looking raw or painful. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So do you actually see their teeth on the floor and stuff when they fall out? Or?
More often than not, they seem to swallow them, and you rarely see them. But
yeah, okay.
take a look in there and just see. Maybe you'll see the adult teeth starting to come in.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Hi, Tim. Thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Mike is next. Mike, sure. welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm Eamon Tim.
That's a good way to be.
How can I help you?
Hey, I wondered if you had ever heard of a person taking their dog to a chiropractor to get an adjustment because of a certain malady.
Yes. It is becoming more and more popular for veterinarians and also veterinarians might reach out to a chiropractor.
Now, are you talking about, Mike, are you talking about a human chiropractor? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, a lot
of ours in Florida did that.
I never heard of that.
I've been laughing for 24 hours straight because I've never heard of it.
Not me.
Well, you know, not only chiropractic medicine, but a lot of the rehab medicine, you know, came from human guidelines. And now you can get certified as a chiropractic medical professional in the veterinary field.
Mike, you okay? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Hairball.
Well, we know what you've been doing.
Anyway.
Mike, I would suggest that you talk to your veterinarian, and there are a number of people that would be able to do that. They also have acupuncture for dogs and cats, so, and horses and everything else. So there's a lot of these, I would call them allied sciences that are developing, and humans with pets, as we know, will go to all lengths to fix their pet. And
okay.
So they're using these services, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to search around, shop, and talk to people about, you know, testimonials and people that think there's a good opportunity. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Good luck.
Hey, Mike. Okay, bye. Lines are open. You will get through if you call right now. 855-282. What is that noise? Doc, what are you doing? It sounds like you're
breathing heavily.
Breathing there, heavily, like an obscene phone caller or something.
I don't think it's me, is it?
Yeah, you're the only one on the phone. You're the only one on the line.
I'm holding my breath. I'm holding my breath.
Well, hold it more. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Up next, Lisa. Lisa, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
What a nice voice you have.
Yes.
To the previous caller, there is a doggy chiropractor in O'Fallon, Missouri that I heard about. I haven't used them, but just there is somebody out there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one in Eureka. There's some people in Brentwood that do it.
Okay, but Doc, you were saying that the people are taking, some of them taking the dogs to human chiropractors, right?
Well, they have in the past, but now that a lot of these human chiropractic nurses and stuff are people that are coming out of the osteopath program at Logan, a lot of those guys and people, women and men, can go and get a second small certification for doing pets. I know someone that just graduated and did that. I forgot how long the program is. So we are getting a lot of human people that are getting involved in the pet world, human chiropractic.
Lisa, what did you have for Dr. Doug?
So what I have is my dog is a small poodle, and she used to take Trifexis. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a heartworm thing. Da, da, da. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my vet stopped carrying it, and so my husband picked up Seresto. It's a flea and tick collar, but it doesn't have the heartworm stuff. So do you have a heartworm medicine that you'd recommend to use with Seresto?
Yeah, I'm trying to. There's a number of them out there. Merck makes one. HeartGuard is another one. I would, whatever your vet is using, if he's trained, if he's moved away from Trifexis, he's probably got an alternative product. And the problem with these drugs is they come on board every 6 months. It's like a stereo system. There's a new drug out for heartworm or fleas and ticks. And a lot of times the vets are going to inventory whatever they get a good deal on, like anybody else would. Most all the products are good and safe. It's just a question of, you know, what you want. There's also one called ProHeart, which is a once a month shot. So, some people like that concept. So I would go back to him and just say, what are you carrying and why did you change and how is this better or worse? And just make him do his work and he'd probably come up with something real simple for you.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Lisa, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
I'm your favorite age.
What is that?
55.
That's it. 55. Lisa, you subscribe to the publication, I'm 55, Never Felt More Alive. Do you get that magazine?
I'm afraid to answer.
Well, if you don't, you should, because in the current issue of 55, Never Felt More Alive, I looked at an article. I just saw this, and I'll read you from the article. A lot of women, it says, don't realize that the age of 55 is when a woman reaches her sexual peak. Did you know that?
Gee, no, thanks.
Well, now that you do, go do something about it. Take advantage of it. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
I'm surprised how many women don't keep up on that stuff. You know, I subscribe to all
that. Can I sponsor that when you do that?
Oh, sure you can.
Brought to you by Tim at GatewayPI.net.
Brought to you by single Tim Woodburn.
I think she was blushing.
She did. Yeah. If there's an audible blush, I think we heard one. That means Lisa left the line open when she wrapped it up. The 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Tom, you are next. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. AM and PM.
Could you speak up, Tom? Could you speak up just a little bit? I'm kidding. What do you have for Dr. What do you have for Tom. Dr. Doug?
I was the one to call in about the Kevorkian method on the mold last week.
Okay.
And I've got a question on flea medicine for dogs. We used to use a topical on them for that. And we was told by a vet, we got little Yorkies, 10 pounds apiece, and we was told to go ahead and buy the one for a bigger dog and just split it between them because it's cheaper. Is that good or a bad practice?
That'll work as long as the dose is under, like it might be 0 to 25 pounds. Or 25 to 50 or whatever, and those are usually pretty darn safe. So if you took a 0 to 25 and split it up between two little 8 or 10 pound Yorkies, you're going to be fine. Okay.
Okay then. Great, because we were told both ways, so we didn't know.
Yeah. Right. Well, the vet probably won't tell you to do it that way because then he only gets to sell one unit instead of two. Right?
That was my guess right there, the bottom line.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you, guys. Bye.
Tom calling from an amplified phone.
Yeah.
Never heard a phone that clear and loud. He leaves a line open, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Bill, welcome to 590.
Bill.
That's right. Welcome to 590, the fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Bill, that's you. Bill.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Did you punch it up?
Yeah. Bill, not, no.
There
now,
we go.
Now you punched it up. You. That was Limey's fault,
that
Bill.
That was my fault.
Bill. Yeah,
that was so much better.
That was all on Limey. Now, Bill, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how's it going again?
Good. How about you?
Good. Hey, I heard of one of those chiropractors that adjusted animals. I think the place was called Animal Crackers.
No, don't laugh. Sorry. I mean, you laughed like that was really funny.
It was well done. I wasn't expecting that. See, Dan's laughing as well.
He laughs at everything.
He laughs at everything.
All right, so here's my question. I've got a dog. You remember the dog, the one that opens the back door and all that stuff? Well, the dog is part golden retriever and part husky. And it actually starts... sorry?
Is he driving now?
Yes. What?
Well, he can open the back door. The dog can open the back door by himself.
And why did you say, is he driving? Why did you say, is he cooking a meal? Is he going to college? I mean,
is he cooking a meal?
Oh, my God.
No, he's not driving. He's replacing the transmission on our Eldorado right now.
So. Well, that's actually kind of funny, yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. He started limping. We don't know why. Holding up his back leg like it hurts. My question is, I think a lot of the dogs I hear about having ACL injuries and that. I'm assuming there's no way on a radiograph, if it's not an avulsion fracture, to see that. Is there like an anterior draw or knockless or some orthopedic test we can
listen
do to check
to
for
this.
Laxity?
Hold it. Listen to what are you? Are you an orthopedic surgeon? Listen to this guy. Where'd you learn? Where did you learn that language?
I'm just guessing.
No. Right. Nobody uses terminology like that unless they're in the medical field. You know a thing or two about anatomy.
Yeah. So is there a test we can use to check for to see if that ligament's damaged?
Yes, I feel very confident, and many vets do, because it is it's probably the most common leg injury we see, especially back leg. But you can do a drawer sign very simply with a little help, just laying the dog on the side, and the vet can determine that. And I mean, I can't remember. Maybe one or two cases where I wasn't quite sure what the extent of the damage was, but when you have an obvious drawer sign, there is no question about it, okay? And I call that pretty significant. So, yeah, you could do that and just not do the x-ray and see if your vet's capable of doing that good study, but many, many are,
Okay. So what's the long-term outcome of like a surgical replacement? Will you take the other leg and get a graft? Will they do cadaver graft?
No, no, no.
Or do you just let it go?
No, no. They have a, is it a big dog, you said?
It's about 60 pounds. Yeah.
There's probably at least 3 to 4 procedures that are now used most commonly, and they range up to probably up to $3,500 a hit, down to I've seen as cheap as $1,500. And if it's a cruciate, now once they go into the joint, they're going to look at some other structures and see if there's other damage. There are these little structures called menisci, and they're inside the joint, and they're not going to really be able to tell that very effectively unless you did an MRI or something or a CT scan, but they can see it, and they will look for it when they're inside the joint doing the fix. The fix is extremely well received, and if it's done correctly, I think you should anticipate a really good heal. Now, you will get a lot of bony changes because you're entering a joint. Every time you enter a joint, you're going to disrupt what Mother Nature created, so the body's going to try and heal with extra cartilage, extra bone. But over time, that tends to remodel itself some. So, but I'd say if he's got that kind of instability or if he's painful when you touch the knee, you really do have a good moral obligation to try and get it fixed.
Yeah, Limey missed that one when you talked about going in the joint. He missed the far out.
Bill's on it.
Is there any chance, any likelihood of like the plasma-rich, the platelet type of injection or anything like that?
Yeah, now a lot of people, now what he's talking about is they take blood and cells from the dog and they spin it and they put it back into an injectable form, the plasma-rich part, which means they take away a lot of the cells and they just have this good material, and they'll inject that back into the knee. And in many cases, some people believe in it, some people don't, but I know a lot of people that use it, and it's getting more and more popular. It's also in human medicine, came out of equine medicine in a lot of cases, and now it's in dog and cat medicine, and it does help stimulate a heel. And I've heard really good responses. And if it's a bad tear, they often suggest a stem cell procedure too. And I think with the inflammation, the PRP is going to be more successful. With an actual full tear, I think you get better response with a stem cell injection. So again, talk to your vet, but this is becoming more and more popular. In Las Vegas, they do it all the time.
All right.
Yeah. All right, that's great, and wait for it. Well, anyway, thanks for the help.
No, I did it on purpose. Don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. Thank you, Bill.
For it.
Yeah, he asked for it.
Anyway.
You can't ask for it. Let me see. I know we can get one more in, maybe two, so let me throw the number out again because there's a line open. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Mike, thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590. The Fan, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you? Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a little shih tzu. I can't say that on the air.
We just did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right.
You just did.
Okay. But she's got these little pimple things on her. She's 8 years old, so things are going to happen. But is that something I need to take her into the vet?
Well, I couldn't hear you. Said there's something on the temple.
Yeah, no, on the back of her neck and her back, she has these little pimple type things. Like,
oh, okay. Is she urinating more than usual?
Drinking
more than usual?
No.
Okay. Well, they might be. It could be anything from what's called a miliary dermatitis.
That's what I was going to say right there. Miliary dermatitis. Oh, yep.
That's just a staph infection most often, and you can treat that with not only some shampoo but also antibiotics, and that's the easiest approach. But your vet may have some other things he wants to do, and then it could be something more dramatic. But you're not describing kind of symptoms I would worry about with Cushing's disease with 8-year-olds or older. They will get something called calcinosis cutis, where they actually create deposits of calcium in the skin. They look like little hard pimple kind of things. So yeah. I would say take him into your vet. He might just try a round of antibiotics and some cleansing, and that might be all you need. Okay?
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Mike, you have a voice that those of us in this business would pay to have transplanted. What do you do for a living?
Well, it's not my real name. I'm a former FM DJ, and I use aliases.
That's what happens. So that's what happens when you're an FM DJ. You're ashamed. You're ashamed of your identity. Well, you should.
K-E-C-K, baby.
I know. Man. Yeah. Okay, Mike. Oh. Thank you for the call. Nice to hear. And congratulations on getting out of the business.
No shit. Oh.
Well,
you should know better.
Yeah, well, Mike, he's out of the business now. He can curse if he wants to. Yeah, we had to blip that out. You folks listening online and streaming in the app, you heard it.
You think he uses his real name when he holds the homeless sign there next to the highway?
Thank you, Mike.
Probably not. Thank you, Mike. And now we move to Matt. Matt, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug. You're not also a former FM DJ, are you?
No, that guy sounds like Rick Bayless from Casey.
No, trust me, that was not him.
Dr. Doug. Hi, how are you? Hey, everybody's been calling in about their cats with the urinary problems. I have a cat that has that issue, and I've had her to the vet. She's gotten the shots with the antibiotics, and it keeps coming back. And what is the procedure on the on getting rid of the stone if that's what she has? Is it surgery?
It's surgical. And in my experience, if I have a cat that comes in and has, I give it antibiotics if they don't want to do the diagnostics right away and kind of shoot from the hip. If it comes right back after the antibiotics run their course, almost every time in my experience, it turns out that there is some stone formation. Now, there are also a lot of infections that cats get that are kind of sterile of bacteria, but they have either exposure to a virus that affected the lining of the bladder, or they can just be kind of a nonspecific bladder inflammation. So I think an x-ray is always appropriate. And then the other thing we often do if we have a persistent infection is, if you've been off the antibiotics for 7 to 10 days, maybe 14 days, then you can always take a urine culture to see exactly if something is growing there. But a lot of those turn out not to be, they actually are sterile urinary infections, they're called. And something about the body's immune system isn't effective at cleaning up the inflammation. And then the more that happens, the bladder gets thicker and thicker and gets harder and harder to treat. So I think you ought to get that x-ray done and make sure it's not a stone.
Okay. Okay, because they did sample and they put in a petri dish, didn't grow anything because they were going to try some other kind of antibiotic. So, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who they are or what they are, but the petri dish, if they didn't send it to the lab.
They sent it to a lab. It cost me $145 for that.
Yeah, I would have done that.
Been cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done the X-ray first, and I would have suggested.
Well, they want to do an ultrasound. They want to do an ultrasound before, that's $400. So I mean,
I find it actually easier to diagnose it.
40 seconds,
X-ray.
Mr. Pena.
That putting to sleep thing is starting to sound more attractive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, right. No
Matt,
doubt.
Thank you for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. All right, we are out of time. Thank you to all the callers. Those of you who didn't get in, maybe next time you call a little earlier, and I hope you can, because there will be a next time, and it'll be next Wednesday, if that's okay with you, Doctor.
It certainly is, and please tell your kids if they want me to take a look at the puppy,
I told them, and they appreciate that invitation. They may take you up on it. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. And the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Brought to you every Wednesday by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. You know what's coming up. The news, followed by some introductions, followed by Bill Cleveland, followed by some banter and a joke, and Mike Evans. What an hour! What an hour! Who else has this? Nobody. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook.
the White House is telling Congress that there will be no unauthorized do-over of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee, White House Counsel Pat Cipollone vows to reject demands for testimony and documents that are related to Mueller's investigation. He argued that congressional investigations should not be aimed at harassing political opponents. Cipollone noted that Mueller's nearly two-year investigation was exhaustive. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
All non-emergency American personnel in Iraq are being ordered to leave the country as the Defense Department is warning about a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces.